Hey, family.
This is, I can't, every time I record from home, this kind of thing happens. But we're going to get into it. All right. Number one, let me start from the top again, because this is my third or fourth time doing this. But hey, family, welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes. I am a certified Christian counselor, life and business coach, and the CEO of Daughter LLC, a private practice, ministry, and movement that offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services, as well as digital products. If you are interested in free consultation to answer any questions or to get a quote, or you want to go ahead and book a one-on-one session, a group service, or anything we have to offer, please feel free to email me at samantha.grimescc@gmail.com or direct message us on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok. All right, family. So I have some goodies that I'm going to get into, but I'm going to save it for the end. So please listen to this podcast episode all the way through so that you can get inside some of those goodies. Okay. You guys, I've already prayed, okay? This is like, when I record from home, all kinds of weird little stuff be happening, but it's all right. I've already prayed before this device died. And so it's all quite all right. We are back in the business. And so I'm going to just pick up where we left off. But we are in our, this season is, the focus is adulting. Okay. And if you've already read, the name of this episode is the Proverbs 31 woman. All right. And so I'm actually going to go ahead and I'm going to read the Proverbs 31 woman scripture. And then we're going to get into our talk. Just to give you guys a disclaimer, I know some of you have heard this conversation from many, many different points of view. This is a very, very famous scripture. And many preachers and teachers and leaders from all over, even people who are not saved, have taken a crack at this. And some teachings I have heard have been flat out, I think, dismissive and belittling to women. Okay. Some I've heard have just been, will make you feel anxious and just unprepared to do this. Okay. And so I just kind of want to come at it from a different perspective. Obviously, I'm not going to go through each individual verse and teach. This is not that kind of teaching today. But I do want to just kind of talk about it from some different vantage points. And hopefully by the end of this, there is a sense of relief and a sense of confidence and a sense of hope that you should have as a son. Okay. So let's just read it first before we talk. All right. And the scripture reads, huh? Like we in church. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. She goes to inspect the field and buys it with her earnings. She plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspread. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity and laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instruction with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last. And that actually has a different meaning than you would think, but we might talk about it. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. All right, family. So I want you to think about all the feelings okay, that you get when you hear that scripture, when you hear those verses, right? For so many women, you hear that and you begin to immediately feel insecure. You begin to immediately feel like, oh my God, I am not doing enough. I throw the whole baby away, throw the whole life away, throw the whole bathwater away. I don't want to do it. I don't feel confident. I don't feel secure. I don't feel sure. I don't feel all of the feelings that I feel like I'm supposed to have. You can point out the areas where not only you not feel, you don't feel like you're measuring up, you don't know if you ever will. Okay. Your household don't even run like that. There are things that she does you have no interest in. Okay. All of the things, I want you to think about it. Okay. And I want you to consider this, the Proverbs 31 woman. This is a template. If you go into the actually read the scripture and read what comes before 31, you will see that it is actually a letter to King Lemuel. It's a letter from his mother. It's his mother. Firstly, she didn't even start here. Firstly, telling him what kind of man he should want to be. Telling him and trying to explain to him the things that weaken a man. Any mothers on here with sons, you understand. You immediately start thinking about, okay, listen, I'm a woman. I know the game. I know women. Okay. All women are not the same, but just like all men aren't the same, but dads know the men that ain't right. And then they know the men that have good intentions. As women, we already know. Okay. Let me tell you something. This is not how you want a woman to perceive you. This is not how you want to live your life. Okay. And these are the things that weaken a man. And then she goes in and talks about the kind of a woman that you should want, that's not going to weaken a man, but it's going to be a strength. It's going to be a helper. It's going to be a teammate. It's going to better him overall. And so, y'all, she's not a real person. Okay. She is an ideology. She is a theory. She is a template that we can learn from. And at heart, what is the Proverbs 31 woman? She's just the woman of God. I want to present this perspective to you. There are things that you are that you don't think that you are, because you're not doing anything perfectly, because you are not a perfect person. And perfect and imperfect, that usually cannot produce perfect. Imperfect cannot produce perfect, right? And so if somebody were to describe you to you, they would say things about you that probably would bless you, because you're like, I didn't even see myself like that. And I know where I'm struggling. But you are, and you're growing, and you're getting there. If this woman was a real woman, and I'm sure somebody read her resume back to her, she wouldn't be like, yes, I know I'm amazing. No, she's a woman of God. She's going to be like, wow, I was just trying to run my house. I was just trying to trust the Lord. I was just trying to be a woman of God. And I don't want my babies to be cold. And I want my man to feel good about himself. And you know what I'm saying? And so number one, I want to start by saying that many of you are probably already possess so many qualities similar to the Proverbs 31 woman. And you just don't see it. You just don't realize it, because you're not full of yourself. Okay. You don't realize it. You don't see it, because you're just out here pursuing God. Okay. So I want to start there. She is a template. She is an ideology, and she is someone you can learn from. Yes, you should be able to go back to this 1,000 times and feel convicted. But that does not mean that you're not doing enough. That does not mean that you are now subpar of a woman, right? We're in our adulting series and you're embracing your womanhood. And as a woman of God, you've been tossed the Proverbs 31 scripture. And if not this one, at least Titus 2, okay? And these are principles that you are pursuing, you are growing, and you are learning, okay? Listen, I want to be the one to first tell you, you're not supposed to be there yet. Some of us get frustrated because I'm not where I want to be in my career as of yet, and you have a lifetime to live out this career. It would be not fun if you met all your goals right now. There are things you're going to do that you have no idea you're going to do it. There are a place of interest that you're gonna have later on that you just don't have right now, and you just don't see for yourself. There's a woman you're gonna become that you don't see right now when you look in the mirror. You have a lifetime to grab hold of so many different things. Okay. So I want to start this podcast episode there. Okay. As the Proverbs 31 woman, man, you are. You are, and you are becoming, okay? Perfection doesn't make this now true in your life. Pursuit of Christ is what does. Surrender is what does, right? These are values that, hey, God, I see this value in this woman and I don't possess it, but I want to. I know my family will benefit from it. Lord, do that work in me. Okay. Lord, do that work in me. I say this 1,000 times. I say it to clients. I say it in the sisterhood. I say it in emails. If you're on my email list, I say it all the time. You cannot fix yourself. Okay. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. There are places, there are things that you have attained that you have right now. And it was because of Jesus, not because you were just so smart. And you are a brilliant woman, not just because you're so beautiful. You're fine. But guess what? It's because of Christ. It is because of Christ, right? The first point I really want to hit on is, you know, when we have a conversation about the kind of woman that we want to be, right? Being a woman of God, I really want to hit on the perspective that you can't be this woman for anybody else but you and God. I must repeat that. You can't be this woman for anybody else but you and the Lord. Not for your husband, not for your kids, even though they are probably a huge catalyst and huge, you know, indicators for you of okay, I got to do better. You got to do this for you and you got to do this for Jesus. That's why, you know, ladies who are single listening to this, this is the perfect time to start developing these type of things, because it has to be for you. There's nobody in your life that you're doing it for. So if they piss you off, you stop doing it. Like, that's out the window now because there's nobody else around. So now you could develop these standards and cultivate this particular life and become this kind of woman that God is calling you to be because of your love for the Lord. You're letting him do the heavy lifting. You're playing your part. You're doing the part that he's given you to do, and you're partnering with him and you're walking it out every single day. And this is your standard. This is how I live my life. Okay. Being a woman of standards, you talk about being a woman of class. Okay. All it means is that you are a woman of standards. Okay. Being a woman of standards, being a woman of integrity, being a woman of kindness, being a woman of graciousness, being a woman of virtue. All right. These things, this is who you are. Jesus did not do what he did to prove to y'all that he legit. And I know that's what how many people preach it. Like, he's trying to show the whole world that he really is son of God. No, he knew. And he proved that when he was tempted by Satan. Okay. He tried to say, if you are the son of God. No, baby, there's no if. Okay. I'm not even going to address your if because I'm so secure in myself. I'm just going to say it is written. Okay. So there is no if. He's secure in who he is. God, Jesus did what he did because this is who he is. He really is a healer. So when someone is sick, he is inclined to heal them. He's not saying, everybody come look, see, now do you guys believe me that I'm a healer? No, I'm going to heal you because that's who I am. I'm going to be loving and gracious towards you, not to prove something to the religious leaders, even though they're watching. No, this is who I am. Ladies, this has to be the standard of who you are and the standard of how you have decided that you are going to live your life. This is for you. Okay, you are an ambassador of Christ. You are a woman of God. You are a woman of this is what you do. Whether somebody sees it or doesn't see it, whether somebody acknowledges it or doesn't acknowledge it, whether somebody understands or doesn't understand, this is who you are. Guess what? There's gonna be other people that think you crazy. I can't believe you out here not doing XYZ. I can't believe you're not out here blowing up. I can't believe that you're gonna consistently be faithful to this. I can't believe you need to clean like that. Okay. I can't believe that you need this is who you are. You can't be that for anybody else. You know why? Because the minute that feeling or that motivation that wasn't God leaves, so does your progress. So does your progress, right? As long as you're trying to prove something to somebody, the minute that you have proved it, there goes your progress. You cannot launch a business to prove to somebody that you can handle entrepreneurship or because entrepreneurship is popping. The minute that entrepreneurship ain't popping no more and ain't nobody talking about it no more, there goes your business down the drain. The minute, I'm doing this because everybody like it right now. And the minute it's not trendy anymore, there goes that thing you've attained, right? And so you can't want to be a woman of standards. Being a woman of standards is hot. You got to want to be a woman of standards because that's who you are. You got to be a woman of graciousness, but that's who you are. Guess what? You may be surrounded. God may intentionally put you in a season where everybody around you got are not gracious women. They're disrespectful. They pop off. They cuss out the waiters. Okay. They do what it is that they do. And then met how to make you feel bad for being a person that handles things well, that can be firm, but doesn't cuss people out, that doesn't disrespect people, that handles people with care, even if they don't notice. Because guess what? If nobody around you is doing it, this is going to solidify who you are. I'm trying to tell you something. God will intentionally put you around some folk because you're trying to cultivate that this is your standard. This is how I've wired you. Okay, nobody else is doing it. So are you still going to do it? Nobody else is interested. Are you still gonna? That's the question. Somebody gave me this piece of advice years ago, and I've carried it with me all these years later. But never give anybody the power to change who you are. Never give anybody the power to change who you are. Don't let the culture of the room shift you. You shift the culture. You shift the atmosphere. You set the standard. You be that woman. Guess what? The Bible doesn't talk about, and there were thousands of Proverbs 31 women all around her. The way the Bible writes, it sounds like she's the only one of her kind. Does it matter? She's serving the Lord. This is how she's living her life. This is how she's doing what God has called and anointed and graced her to do. Okay? So you can't be this woman for anyone else other than you and God, or it will not sustain. It will not last. And if it doesn't last, it cannot be a benefit to your life, your business, your career, your husband, your kids. Well, think about one of the verses says, man, her husband can trust her. That may seem simple to you, but a lot of men, the reason they have never gotten married, the reason that they're having a hard time is because the world is sending a message that women can't be trusted. That I sent a video out to some of the ladies of our church today, but this stereotype that all women are temptresses, that you can't possibly be a woman that a man's heart can be safe with. That's not going to happen because you love him. That's not going to happen because you think he's fine. That's not going to be happening because you're so ready to get married. Or, you know, that's not going to happen because of that. That's going to happen because that's actually who you are. So when you don't like him, when he's getting on your last nerve, when he maybe has forgotten to cover you the way you're covering him, you don't waver. You don't shift. You don't change. You don't waver. You don't shift. You don't change. She wasn't trying to prove to him she can be trusted. She could be trusted. That's who she was. So moving on. My point too is, how do I begin this journey of really becoming a Proverbs 31 woman the right way, not the pressure of a way, and not the way that maybe it's been talked about. It's a little off. Okay. You pursue this by pursuing Christ. It's simple. Listen, the Bible says, do not forfeit the simplicity of the gospel. Do not think because I said something simple that it is not a deep well. Listen, one of the simplest people in the world is God. He would just simply say, go, just do it. I'll be with you. I am that I am. He knows he's not shallow, so he can just be simple. Okay. Pursue Christ. Don't pursue perfection. Don't pursue an image. Don't pursue an ideology. Pursue Jesus. He is the one that's going to shift you and make you into the woman he's called you to be. Because guess what? The value of what God's going to get from you as a woman of God, as a wife, okay, if you want to have that conversation, it's going to happen from an authentic transformation that happened between only you and him. See, when a man is looking for his wife, he's not looking for a wife. He's looking for his wife. Which means there are values and gifts you possess that no other woman does, that you don't even know about yet, that won't even be unlocked until you get married. Like, you don't even know. So There you go. Pursue Christ. Let him make you into the woman he's called you to be. Are you going to be everything when you get married? Probably not. But a good chunk, okay, walking in the door. Okay, a good chunk walking in the door. If you already married, it is not too late. It is not over. It's not over. Okay? Just repentance has taught us one thing. You can change your mind. You can change. You can be somebody completely different. You can be somebody completely new. Okay? You do not have to stay possessed for what, man, this is what my husband is used to. And he really don't believe I can be no different. So he not Jesus. God says you can be somebody different. And God can change his mind. You know why? Because your husband is a created being, which means he's subject to God just like you. Right? So you do this by a lifestyle of pursuit of Christ. Daily pursuit. Not weekly, not monthly. You can't just do scripture. You can't just do worship songs. You can't just do a sermon here and I'm good. You can't just do a daily word. No, I mean a lifestyle of talking to God, a relationship, bringing him into your life, bringing him into your frustrations. Sometimes the issues of why you are having a hard time being the woman that God has called you to be and really embracing it, it is generational. It is bloodline issues. It is things that are above you that you didn't even realize, you didn't even see, but God wants to reveal to you in the intimate time. He wants to reveal to you in the secret place. And then he wants to give you strategy on how to work through that thing, give you strategy on how to walk out of it. Guess what? You can't get strategy if you're not talking to the master strategist, okay? You can't get what you're looking for if you don't spend quality time with him. It's not going to be, okay, so she did this, so I'm going to start buying coats now. That's not the point. The coats represented something. Her children were taken care of. Your baby don't need coats. Your baby need braces. Your kids don't need braces. Your kids need food. Okay, they need a doctor visit. There's something else that they need. And because your life is so busy, you can so easily forget, oh, but God gave us a helper in the Holy Spirit. And a woman that pursues God is sensitive to the Spirit of God. He can say, go check on little Timmy. Go check on little Rhonda. Something's going on with her. Go ask her about the dream she had last night. Go, I know they sleep and they get annoyed. Go place your hands on them and just pray over them. I want you to look at, something's coming at school today. So I need you to look at him in the face and just decree and declare his identity over him and tell him who he is. That doesn't happen from just the meditate, from just remembering a scripture, even though the meditation on the word is crucial. But it also comes from now, God, bring the word into my life. Be my father. Be intimate with me. Be close with me. Teach me, lead me, guide me. And my last point here is God is calling. It's the last point, but I think it's probably my most important point when it comes to the Proverbs 31 woman. Okay, God is calling you into this into a grace-based life. Okay? Listen, I'm saying this with love, and this is not to shade any other teacher, but there are a lot of teachers out here, they are not teaching you from grace. They are teaching you from a lot of perfection, from a lot of pressure, from a lot of standards that are not of God. And you know the problem with that? You will never attain it. And you know the problem with that? You're going to hang on to every word more than you hang on God's. That's the whole point. Let me set a standard so high that you can't meet, and then make you feel like I'm the only person that can help you get there. And now I got all your money. I got all your time. I got all your devotion. I got all your worship. And now with love, they become your God. Right? Or separate from that, maintaining an image, making sure everything is just, that's an idol. That's a God. And that's not the life that God wants for you. He will never want that for you. No. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians, I am who I am by the grace of God. What is grace? It is a divine enablement, which means it's on him, not on me. And I can't do it without him, and I don't have to. By his grace. And the Bible tells me, I'm standing in his grace every single day. His goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You know, I don't even have to think about it. I don't have to plan. I don't have to, man, if I lean on His grace, He'll be there. It'll show up. It'll be there every single time. When I feel like I've been a good Christian, when I haven't been a good Christian, when I've forgotten about His grace and when I remember His grace, there it will be. And so what do I need to be a Proverbs 31 woman? The grace of God. Every day you are leaning on His grace. There are some people you're like, man, how are they doing this? I just seem like they got us all together. What is it? Sweetheart, it is Jesus. That's all it is. It is grace. It is somebody who has to let go and let all the pressure be on Him. And just follow Him. And if you fall down, let Him pick you back up again, dust you off, make you clean without spot, without blemish, and without wrinkle, restore you and bring you back into the identity that He has called you to, and let you get back on the horse. It's like that. Y'all, it's that simple. Do not forfeit the simplicity of the gospel. Okay? God is calling you into a grace-based life. This woman was who she was by grace. The person who gets the credit is Jesus. There's not one verse of Emma's mother saying, yes, and she is wonderful and perfect. And if you can't find a perfect wife, don't get married. No, the scripture she's talking about is she's a woman that fears the Lord. There you go. How is she doing all of this? She fears God. She pursues Him. She lives for Him. And now, in the beauty part, in the end, her children and her family rise up and praise her and bless her. All she did was pursue Jesus. That's all she did. Isn't that, like, listen, that's good news. That's saying, all I did was serve the Lord, and my family are so happy with me. They love me. So they're so grateful for me. They're so grateful for my prayer life. They're so grateful for my relationship with God. So I just say all that to say this, like, man, yes, think about the kind of woman you want to be, and you can be her by grace. All God ever asks us to do is to only believe and just go out. God, God, help my unbelief. Help me to go after You like I believe You. I leave you with this. You can do all things through Christ that gives you strength. You can do all things through Christ that gives you strength. Let anybody tell you anything different on your hardest day, on the day you feel like you're just not doing enough. It's just not working. You can do all things through Christ. He will catch you when you fall. He will keep your foot from being snared. These are His promises. And you think you are barely making it, and your family is looking at you like, thank You that she's my mom. Thank You that that's my wife. If you're single and you think you're barely doing it, God is looking at you with so much, I am so proud of my baby. She showed up today. I am so honored to be her father. That's the truth. All right, family, so that is my TED Talk for today. All right, family, so just to get into it, just some housekeeping things or some goodies that I have for you. Number one, join the sister. Join this. Okay, so we have a free, absolutely free Facebook group called The Daughter Sisterhood, and you can get in it right now. Now, it is a place of other like-minded Christian women who want to come together, who want healing, who want growth, who want development, who want to take back their life, who are trying to start their businesses, who are trying to do ministry, who are trying to do motherhood, and do all the things. And so, you guys, we have a whole bunch of goodies in there. You can join absolutely free. Just head to my Facebook page at Daughter HSV, and the link is available there to join, as well as I do live Bible studies every week on our Facebook page as well, called they're just live Bible studies, but we're focusing on the book of Ephesians, and we're teaching on identity, and it has been a beautiful ride. And so join me every Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, live on our Facebook page, as well as I'm the author of two books. The first book is called Feel So Good to Be Loved, 21 Days of Discovering the Authentic Love of God. an amazing book, right? A devotional style book with discussion questions that really go after it. Okay, my second book, which is called Significance, Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem and Stepping Back into Your Day One Significance. Family, powerful, powerful, powerful books. I want you to get both, available on Amazon.com and Kindle. And last but certainly not least, Pampered Beauty. Family, it's our daughter's wellness line, okay, a wellness products, beauty products, things like that. And it is a hair and scalp oil. Listen, so about 2 years ago, the Lord gave me a prophetic dream. And in that dream, he gave me the formulation for hair and scalp oil. And I've been using it. And I mean, my husband had been using it. And I'm putting it on my son. And it's been using it, and my daughter has been using it. And then finally, the Lord has released me to give it to the world. And so you guys can head to my Instagram page at DaughterHSV, and it is in the link tree, and you can purchase it there. All right, family, I love you guys so, so much, and I'll see you guys next episode.